Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in McNutt.
It would be a little weird.
Yeah. Wherever you are in our...
It would be really, really weird.
Ah, well. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. It's what's for dinner tonight. It's tri-tip day. We're excited at the Haydad household.
All right.
We're going to go cook some tri-tips tonight. I hope that you guys have gotten the chance to cook out. I've cooked out twice this weekend. It's been fantastic. And, you know, because I know those opportunities are going to be less in a couple weeks for me, because that's you know, part of the job. But you guys out there, you can cook out every weekend. Football and grilling go together like peas and carrots. But don't eat peas and carrots. Eat beef. Beef. It's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. And I know that you are looking for it. You need new gear. You need the interlocking MSU. It's right there at College Corner. Plenty of great gear for you to check out. Two locations in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Floyd by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. If you're listening to today's show and you're like, man, Brian sounds a little tired, it's because I just got back from Restaurant Tyler. Robbie and I finally got that Sunday brunch. It wasn't really Sunday brunch. We ate lunch. It was noon when we got there. I'm full. That was good eating.
That was good eating.
Blackened catfish, cheese grits, mac and cheese, and a little cornbread. I could take a nap right now. We say it all the time, the best blue plate in Starkville and probably the best blue plate in Mississippi is right there at Restaurant Tyler. We love to eat there. We hope we see you there this fall. If you're going to be in Starkville and you don't go to Restaurant Tyler this football season, you missed out. You just missed out. We'll put it that way. Restaurant Tyler, the best meal in town, is at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide to show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers, you need to talk to a bank that knows you as well as it knows your money, you need to talk to Priority One Bank. Priority One Bank, let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Also, a new sponsor here on the show, the Mississippi Cotton Farmers. I love an inside joke. I hope you've been keeping up with that on Twitter, on the On3 message board. Robbie was attacked.
I mean,
by cotton farmers. No offense to our great cotton farmers, by the way. Vital part of our state, our history, a massive part. But this one guy who blocked on Twitter. I've never interacted with him.
You said something negative on the radio one day.
I did. And he's just like, I'm out. I'm out at that point.
I just, okay. But I don't know sometimes what I do that triggers people. I really don't, because a lot of the thing, I'm not playing the victim here. I'm not saying that I don't deserve certain response.
Sometimes you say something to people and you're in the wrong.
And I know that I'm going to upset people, but that's fine. But sometimes I'm just minding my own business.
Right.
A lot of times I'm just minding my own business. And every now and then there will be someone like this. And I don't know where it comes from, but they just absolutely let it all out for no reason. So if you didn't see this, we have a partnership at On3. We have a partnership right now at On3 with Roback,
right,
which has become a very popular brand for men and women.
Yeah.
But they make polos, quarter zips, hoodies, all the works. And a lot of people like their stuff, and I like the product a lot. And it's from what I understand, I think it's polyester, which is very upsetting, I've learned, to the cotton industry. I want to start by saying my grandfather was a cotton farmer. My dad grew up picking cotton, working the fields, all of that. So I understand how the industry works. I love cotton. I have nothing against cotton. But this man took this as a personal insult to his entire industry that I am just telling people that they can buy something from someone who is doing business with my company. Forever, there have been sponsorships where people pay money for you to promote their product.
Exactly.
And as long as that is happening at my network and they're asking me to promote this
You're
product,
going to do your
I'm going to
job.
do it. And by the way, I love this product. I like this product a lot. I want to, I just purchased two pieces of clothing
Do you
from
some
this
of that
picture.
NRM stuff? That's the issue.
Well, I don't really want to go down that road, but there's some great products there. So
Oh.
this man just goes absolutely ape on Twitter about this. And I just responded back with, like, I don't know what I've done. I don't know why this happens to me. Lord, please show me the light at the end of the tunnel, why this keeps happening. I don't understand.
Right.
And this guy just kept like hammering me, just going in, talking about how my work was, the job that I was doing was poor and this was cheapening my work, all this stuff. And I do my homework on this. Just going off on me. And then his friends from all around the cotton industry are jumping in.
Oh, I didn't see
You
this
don't
part.
know anything about cotton. OA knows way more about you than cotton. Like, I never said anything about cotton. I never said that cotton's terrible. I never said you should buy this over cotton. I never said any of that. But these people took it as a personal insult that this guy jumped on me and that they were going to follow along. I don't understand why it happened. But yeah, there were several people like, you don't know anything about this like he does. Like, it's a personal preference. I'll never understand people attacking other people for what they want to spend their money on. If somebody wants to buy a product from this place, that's their prerogative. You can't force us into buying your product. But
I'm gonna read more.
yeah, there's plenty in there for you. And I finally just I bowed out. I had had enough. He was quoting me again yesterday. I just can't take it anymore. So I had
So
to get out of
I'm
there.
very excited because nowadays that if somebody has it used to be if you were blocked by somebody you couldn't read their tweets.
Yes, you can read their stuff
I
now
can
and then.
still read this stuff now, so I'm
Like,
something.
I can read David Turner and Bryce Chance's tweets.
My chance never. Didn't get you back in there?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I've always been a big champion of both Bryce Chance and David Turner, and then I turn around and been blocked by both of them. It was a really tough day for me when I found that out. But yeah, this was pretty wild. And then someone came in there on the message board and agreed with this man, and I made a joke like, "Oh, welcome to the site, OA." And this guy just went off,
Yeah.
like was just waiting to
He's
explode.
not listening anymore
He's not
because
listening
of
to the
my
show.
endorsement, which I didn't give.
We know 100% that is incorrect. He is listening to
I
the
didn't
show
get
right
an
now.
endorsement. I feel like Tony Soprano. I never recommended.
That's true.
I had to give him the little Sasquatch the up.
Who, me?
Yeah, me.
You know for a fact that that man is still listening to this
He's
show
listening
today.
right now as we speak. How you doing there, Anon? Whatever your name is. I don't
Anyway,
know.
Scuba Dog, I think.
It doesn't matter. It literally does not matter.
Guys, like, why are you all so angry? I
A friend of
understand why
mine
you're
is in
so
one of our group
angry.
texts, the group text where we get all our MSU information from, said that we just ask people to be normal and we can't even get that.
I mean, like,
That's another day.
these people get so
They get
angry
right. They did get worked up.
about the
It's fine.
smallest things.
You know what, though?
And you know what? It makes us angry. Like, we
I do
get going. And
appreciate the passion, though. I appreciate.
I am glad that he is that passionate about it. And I'm
I
sure
don't
he's
want
had a,
apathy.
I'm sure that he and his family have been
Great supporters of Mississippi
great for,
State
well, I would just say
of the
great
cotton industry. Yeah.
at the cotton industry. And he's
I don't know. I
mentioning.
looked through his Twitter profile. I didn't see a lot of Mississippi State stuff. So he may have just been some random cotton guy.
No, I mean, he is a Mississippi State supporter, according
Okay.
to people that messaged me
Okay.
that were falling out of their chairs in laughter
All right. I'll have to.
that knew this man personally.
All right. What a start to the week.
I wish you all the best, Mr. Cleveland. I have Nothing personally against you. Apparently, there is something personal with you. I've never met this man in my life. I'm sure he does a great job. I just don't understand why this keeps happening to me. I don't know why it happens on almost a daily basis.
You're just a you just you know you just attract you're a magnet for
And
controversy.
again, the people will be like, why do you act this way online? Because I've been driven to the point of insanity by people like this. Like a message the between the message board and Twitter and the burners that we have to deal with on a daily basis from Ole Miss and Mississippi State. And then all the fan base
The
that
guy who got in my mentions the other day about like he was gonna have a boner watching Blake Shape, and I was like, I'm out with this guy. That was quick. It's like
was that the was that
that was the
the
John Cohen
oh I
lover.
the other day he tweeted was like you might want to sit this one out. This man knows something. You don't want to mess with this man or something like that.
My cotton? Oh, he got
Yes.
in the cotton. It's
Yes. I was like, why do you people keep saying that I'm causing a war? Like you're acting like I'm causing a war over cotton and polyester.
Robbie Falky Esther Falk over there. All right. Before the YouTube comments start losing it about how we haven't gotten about Mississippi State.
You know what? I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't
That's
care.
another one too.
Again, like this, it's the same thing
We
with
get a
them. Like,
YouTube comment every now and then, like these guys talk for 6 minutes and 28 seconds before the episode.
how much money are you spending on
This
this
is a free
podcast?
podcast. It's free, the free content.
We control the boards over
If
here.
you are so lazy that you can't just tap that ahead button, that's on you. All right. But we will
What's
get we
talking
will
about right now?
There isn't. There isn't. We do have an opponent preview. We neglected with all the excitement last week. We neglected an opponent preview, so we've got one of those for you today.
And I'm not even sure if we know like who all we've talked about at this point. Like I think it's
Fine.
just
I know the opponent preview stuff is I'm good because that goes in order. I know. And also, here's the thing: there's not a lot. There's only one more left to guess. If you look at the SEC previews, next week is Ole Miss, and then the week after that is the week of the season. That'll be State.
we are not doing
So,
we're skipping Alcorn.
yeah.
We're skipping
No,
Northern Illinois.
I'm going to do Northern Illinois this week, skip Alcorn, and then I've got Arizona State, and then I've got Southern Miss the week of the game. I got to
No,
find a.
no offense to our friends at
Yeah.
Alcorn,
I got to
but
find a new Southern Miss guy. Andrew Abbedee, he's covering Florida now.
yeah.
He got a job with the Gainesville Sun, so congrats to him.
I'm not sure I know a lot of people that
And Luke
Southern.
Johnson, who I normally would have on, is now Dr. Luke Johnson, and he's teaching people how to be preachers. And
Really?
he's
He's at
down
a
in New
seminary?
he's at New Orleans at a seminary down there.
That's where my
I don't
dad
know
went
if
to
I
seminary.
don't know if he can still have our yearly wager on this one. I don't know if they'll allow that or not.
Oh,
Oh,
there's no wagers in
well,
the
it wasn't
church here.
money though. It was
It was a burger.
well, it was gonna be ribs if Southern could win, but I'm not too terribly worried about that. So
Yeah.
anyway.
Well,
I guess I
we'll
just
have to
gotta I
rack
just
our
gotta I
brains.
just gotta go through this and figure out who we there's one team we haven't done yet. I gotta figure out who it is. So we'll get that on tomorrow's show
In
though.
the SEC.
Yeah. Other than State and Ole Miss.
You're just gonna have to go back and
I'm
listen.
gonna have to do it. I'll just take 5 minutes out of my day
I
and
think we've talked about everybody that is on state schedule. Do we do Arkansas?
we've done Arkansas.
I think we've talked about every SEC
I'll
team
be
on state
honest.
schedule.
It's either Alabama
I think we've done Alabama. Next
or
year, we're going to have a spreadsheet.
no, next year we're just going to go in order. We're going to start with Alabama and we're going to finish with Vanderbilt.
Well, let's just have a spreadsheet anyways.
By the way, you realize this means 2 weeks until we start picking games.
I can't wait.
That's exciting. All right.
Are we two to two on that? You've won twice, I've won twice.
And I finished 1-2 against Joel, I believe. Bob had a big lead on me.
Yeah.
He was like 4-2 or something like that.
What's crazy about that too is like I guarantee you outside of Mississippi State games, he probably watched
Yeah, I didn't watch any of those games.
maybe like one game a
I
week.
always screw up and try to pick a game. I think like 3 years in a row I picked an upset of Alabama and it was never right. So it's like I
Feel like
stopped doing that.
the games that Bob watched were just like he was at the bar and
Yeah.
they happened to be on
He was at the
television
bar having
that
a Cosmo. So this time of year, the question we get a lot of is what have you learned? Right? Like we're at practice all the time. We're not, but what have we learned? What do we think we know? What have we heard? Kind of thing. So going into this, I guess this is now week three of this camp. What do you know, Robbie? What have you heard? What do you hear?
What
What
do
do you
you say?
say?
That should be a new segment.
That is actually a great idea.
What do you hear? What do you
I could
think?
get a little video clip of Paulie
Paulie?
and be like, and this week on what do you, that'd be a great
What do you hear? What do you think?
off season thing. What do you hear? What do you say?
I would love that.
I'm gonna reach out to Will East and be like, make this happen for me.
Oh, you know he will.
Oh, he's absolutely. He'll be
He
like, yeah,
he's
I
been
want to be
waiting.
part of it.
He's
Yeah.
been waiting for that moment.
Yeah.
So I think what we've learned for sure is number one, I think without question, I think we know that Mississippi State's running back room is probably the strength of this team.
Now, I think we knew that coming in, and
And
it has just been affirmed,
that's been
basically.
validated.
Yeah.
And now that we've seen Seth Davis is moving around a little bit, like there's so many different pieces in that room where you can do so many things. I think Davon Booth's probably your best all-around back. He can do a little bit of everything. He's got a little bit of power in there. He didn't really have the breakaway speed that some of the other guys got. But if you had to take the guy in that room that was the best at being a good balanced every down back, it's probably Davon Booth. But look at the pieces that they have in that room. Johnny Daniels is really solid. Fluff Bothwell is going to be one of the best, I think, one of the best short yardage backs in the SEC. Just you need a first down right here. He's going to churn a couple of yards out of that and get you a first down, or he's going to finish off a drive inside the red zone.
Right.
I feel certain that that's going to be the case. And then you look at the explosiveness that the group has. I don't think Seth Davis is there yet, but it's very encouraging to see him moving around the way that we have in the short practice moments.
That is a guy I had totally written off, Robbie.
I think
I was just ready. I hadn't even considered him. Anytime I've talked about State's running back room, never bring him up.
Well, I said this the other day in the countdown I was doing on him. If he makes it back and he is a very productive running back, it is thanks to the relentless like pursuit that he has. Like he was going to get back to where he wanted to be. The mindset that he has, the work that he's put in, a lot of people would have given up, and that kid has never really wavered. He has fought his way back into the mix. I'm really pulling for him. He's a great kid, great family, and there's a lot that he could do in this offense. He could really be a difference maker in this offense. He was having a really good season as a freshman in an offense that didn't really bring out the best in running backs. I think in this offense, he could be really special. So you look at
He's
him,
built for this offense.
he is
He
built
is
for
a
this offense.
perfect veer and shoot running back.
Perfect. So if he gets back to 90% of where he was, I think you have a really good running back there. And then, Xavier Gayton, Colin Wilson, I think, is going to be really good. We'll see on Jerron Johnson. I like him too. The running back room, without question to me, is the strength of this team. There are teams around this league that would kill for this running back room. So
Yeah.
if there's one thing State don't have a problem with, it's that room. But we've also learned, I think, that State has gotten better since the spring on both sides of the line of scrimmage.
I agree with
I
that.
think they are better than they were in the spring, maybe significantly on the offensive line. And I think they've gotten a lot better on the defensive line too. So that's very encouraging to me. They weren't stagnant. They didn't stay where they were in the spring. They got better. That's going to be huge for them this year. If they can be serviceable, probably need to be better than serviceable, but if they can be pretty good on both lines of scrimmage, I think there's a chance this team could be fighting for bowl eligibility.
Yeah.
If they are pretty good up front, they don't even have to be great, but if they're pretty good, if they're consistently battling up front,
Right.
they got a shot.
It's just about being better.
Yep.
It's about being better at each
And I think
group.
they will be.
Yeah, well,
Defensive line
it
especially.
would be really tough for the defensive line to be worse.
It's not.
It would be really tough.
I'm gonna go ahead and say stamp it, write it in ink, permanent marker, whatever. The defensive line will be a
There you
lot
go.
better.
Here we go. Give me a couple of guarantees. Give me some Falcon guarantees for this season.
I think they double their sack total.
So they had 10 and a half,
That'd be
so
20.
21.
Yeah, I think they double their sack
That's a
total.
good step forward.
I think you're gonna have three guys up front rushing the quarterback that you can count on that's going to get after the quarterback, that's going to provide pressure on the
Okay.
defensive line or the edge.
All right.
I think you're going to have guys that, like, I think Malik Sylla is a guy that could come in and be a pass rush specialist that can really
I'm
help this
fascinated by
year.
him.
I
I
think
feel
he can
like
have a good year.
when I talked, when I've done a couple of interviews with A&M people, and they both said the same. They would be like, they did not want to lose him.
Yeah, he's not a guy that I think
He was
is
just, he was
like,
behind two first rounders.
yeah, he's not a guy that you bring in that I think is going to be super effective against the run game. But if you tell him to go pin his ears back and go get after the quarterback, I think that he can be a Don Terry Russell type guy and maybe probably better. But Don Terry was really good when he was in the game, but you just couldn't rely on him. Like he wasn't around.
Right.
So, but that kind of guy, like he's built better than Don Terry too. He's a little thicker, but that's a guy that I think could come in, have a good year. I think Red Hibbler, you get so many different body types on the defensive line and at edge. They're going to be able to do a lot different things this year. I think that group's going to be surprisingly like good. Like I think they will have a good season.
You got any guarantees you want to make, just overarching ones about the team?
The whole team.
Yeah. I've got one.
What's yours?
It's kind of an if, right? If Mississippi State beats Arizona State, they will beat Tennessee.
The 5-0.
They will be 5-0.
I think that's a possibility as well.
I think if they beat Arizona State and they're 4-0, the momentum, there will be a big crowd, it'll be juiced. Tennessee, we're about to talk a little bit more about Tennessee in just a minute when we do this opponent preview. But they have some question marks.
They've been decimated with injuries at wide
And
receiver.
State was able to move the ball on them last year.
And that defense was like their
Was
strength.
much was good last year.
That
So
was their
yeah,
strength.
I'm just telling you right now, if State beats Arizona State, if they're 2-0, they're going to be 5-0.
Okay. So then, if you're 5-0, doesn't that drastically change your opinion on the entire season?
At that point, we are writing our apology letter to Sotex Talk. Just
Because
like,
that,
all right, you were right, buddy.
well, I mean, at that
At
point,
that point, I would tell you, I think if State
if you
gets to
show that.
5-0, I think they're going to win 7 or 8.
I mean, they're going to be
I would definitely
you're
beat
going to
Air.
feel good about Arkansas. You're
Yeah,
going to
and
feel good
then,
about Missouri.
and
You're going to feel good about Ole
I
Miss.
might feel good about Ole Miss. Yeah, I could get there.
I would still not be on board with like Texas,
No,
Georgia,
nah. Texas, Georgia are
Florida,
losses.
A&M, maybe.
Florida at A&M, very tough games, but.
My opinion changes if you get the 5-0.
At 2-0, my opinion changed.
Yeah.
At 2-0, I'm like, all right, this is probably going to be a bowl team.
It really is as simple as like waiting around to see what happens in those first two games.
Yeah.
Like that is exactly where I am. I predicted 5-7, but everything changes if you win those first two. I'm just telling you, even if people were predicting State to start 2-0, which I have, if it actually happens, it changes everything for how we think about this team, especially how it happens. What they look like in those two games, I think matters too. But if you're 2-0, you feel great about being 4-0, and then you come into that Tennessee game, the stadium is going to be rocking for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
And Tennessee, who knows what they're going to have? Quarterback has got question marks. Their wide receivers have just been decimated with injuries. It changes the way you think about this team, and I think a lot of people start to get really excited, but it is all about those first two games. You have got to start 2-0. You really have got to do it. And I think, just a little bit unrelated, but I brought this up the other day. State is really struggling to recruit right now. And I think a lot of it is due to the fact that they went 2-10 last year. They're not a hot product. And they've got to prove something to these kids. If you start 2-0, I think that starts to shift a little bit. It could change the outcome of your recruiting class. What you do in the middle of this season, it could make that class look completely different by the end of the year.
If you get to November with 6, 7 wins, if you finish out the season 6, 7, best case scenario, probably 8. If you could do that, yeah, I do think that in the 2, 3 weeks you have before signing day, you could make a lot of changes.
Yeah.
You could flip some guys, get them into Starkville, get them excited about Mississippi State football. and end up with a what would be a respectable recruiting class. I absolutely agree with that.
It just feels like they need this so bad. Like, it's such a pivotal point. Like, they desperately need some success in football this year. And just find a way to six. That looks pretty good. For a team that went 2-10 last year, you have seven ranked teams on your schedule. 6-6 would have people talking about your team. I promise you.
Oh, yeah.
People in this conference would be talking about, hey, State looks like a team to contend with. I mean, it changes the whole narrative about this place. Right now, you're kind of slipping below Vandy. Vandy has more juice than this team does right now.
Right.
So they desperately need this, man. Like, they need to start 2-0, and then from there keep building. But they need it bad.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Couple of guarantees there. Guaranteed. Write it down in ink. All right, let's
dang tee it.
That's right. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. We're just a couple of days away from the Not Fall Camp Tour arriving at Two Brothers. Of course, we will start the day 1 o'clock with our friend Robbie Falk over there talking dogs live at Two Brothers Smoked Meats from 1 to 2. Then from 3 to 6, we've got Sports Talk Mississippi, and from 6 to 7, Thunder and Lightning Live will be there. We have got a ton. We've got so much stuff to give away. We want to see you there. Genteel hoodies and polos. We've got weekends at Pearl River Resort. We've got rounds of golf at Dancing Rabbit. We've got meals comped at Philip M's. You want to come out and say hello to us. This Wednesday, Two Brothers Smoke Meats. Join us. And also, you know, just eat while you're there. Robbie and I ate at Two Brothers on Friday. We didn't even talk about that. We did not mean to have lunch together on Friday, but we did.
Y'all created this lunch situation
Let's explain the whole situation. So on Friday, I asked Battle, our friend Lee Patel, if he would come help me move a couch out of my mom's apartment. So he came over, brought the truck. We loaded it up, got the couch out of there, right? I was like, hey, let me buy you lunch. And he says, okay, well, our guy Gibb and Opelika, War Eagle Gibb, he's at Two Brothers. I was like, well, let's go to Two Brothers then.
He was already there.
He's already there. He was waiting on us, I guess. And so we sit down. We had just sat down. I don't even think we had ordered yet. And then I hear Lee starts cackling. And he turns around, I turn around, and there's Robbie Falk and his lovely wife joining. They were coming in for lunch. They had no idea we were there. We didn't know. And so it became, of course, Robbie, he's like, well, I see how it is. Yeah. Like, we did not plan any of this, but we ended up having lunch, the four of us, and it was great. Fantastic lunch. You know what was the best part? Those pizza sticks those kids didn't eat.
Gibbs' son had no interest in those pizza sticks.
He was over there
dipping all the chicken wings.
He ruined ranch. His dad's lunch.
He covered all the chicken wings in ranch, just created like a Picasso plate.
It was rough.
And that said, we started splitting the pizza sticks.
I hadn't had a pizza stick in so long.
It's been a while.
So good. So, even the pizza sticks are good at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need a new computer, new laptop, new copiers or printers, whatever it is, not only are you going to get that product that you need, but you're going to get the service backing up behind the sale. Anybody can sell it to you. Who's there for you afterwards is the real question. That's why Advantage Business Systems has been around for 50 years. They take care of their customers. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go for some great Mississippi State gear. One of our listeners, what is his name? Trey Taylor tweeted at us. He bought
everything.
Anything he could find interlocking.
You talk about a guy putting his money where his mouth is.
100%. Shout out to Trey. We appreciate you, man. And again, he was like, hey, thanks for the discount code. You are appreciated on that one. You are welcome. So you need to check out Maroon & Co. They've got all the gear you want. They've got the interlocking stuff that you're looking for. And they've got our promo code. Thunder 15 saves you 15% off on regular price. Some exclusions will apply. Next time you go, you're in Starkville, you need to make a trip to Maroonico. It's hot outside, but the deals are hotter at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. It's the end of the season sale. Let's talk about some deals. $2,700 off all in-stock John Deere Z900 Series zero-turn mowers. Fuel injected and ready to roll. That's got Robbie Falk's name on it right there. Plus, you can take advantage of their 0% financing if you're looking for a tractor. They've got package deals on what you've been looking for. They can help you customize your own. 0% up to 72 months is available. Those deals are not going to last long. It's Scruggs. Remember, they have what you want for less. All right. Let's go and to this opponent preview. As you know, all of our interviews here on Thunder and Lightning are brought to you by the good folks over at Allura Modern Wellness. I'm going to book my appointment for this week. I need to get back in the cold because I've been sore. I've upped my walking a little bit. I was doing 3, 3.5 miles. Now I'm doing 4, 4.5 miles. That extra mile, it'll get you.
Yes, it will.
It'll get you. So I need to take care of myself. When you are someone who works out, it's great that you're working out, but you got to be able to recover as well. That's what they have for you over at Allura Modern Wellness. So many methods to get your body feeling better. I promise when you, from the time you walk in to the time you walk out, you're going to be feeling a lot better. Talk to Rich Lopez, AlluraModernWellness.com. You can book everything right there online, AlluraModernWellness.com. Let's go down to the opponent preview. Ben McKee, been on the podcast many times before. Go Vols 24/7, maybe the top guy on that beat for Tennessee information. Let's get a preview of what's going to happen at the end of September with Mississippi State and Tennessee. Mississippi State's first SEC game of the year will be hosting the Tennessee Volunteers at the back end of the month of September. Our friend Ben McKee, Go Vols 24/7, joins us once again. And Ben, the truth of everything I always say is somewhere in the middle. There's a one scenario where Tennessee can look at what happened with Nico and say they made the absolute right decision because here we are, we're right back in the playoff. There's another scenario where, gosh, did we make the right decision? We're 7-5. What happened to us? I feel like the truth is somewhere in the middle there. What is your, you know, early camp thoughts of this Tennessee team?
I think they're going to be a good team. The question is how good. I think that they're an 8 or 9 win team. And I think it's going to determine how much the passing game holds them back. And that includes the quarterback. Of course, folks outside of Knoxville or folks outside of Tennessee's fan base, if Tennessee's passing game struggles this year, they're going to point at Josh Heupel and kind of make fun of him or joke about him for allowing Nico to walk. But the passing game issues are more than just the quarterback position. I mean, Nico himself needed to take a step forward this offseason. He did not meet expectations. His numbers from last year look a little bit better than they actually were because his a lot of that production from Nico was in those cupcake non-conference games, beating up on NC State early in the year. His SEC numbers were not as good. So the quarterback is obviously a big question mark with Joey Aguilar, Jake Marklinger, technically the freshman, George McIntyre is in the mix, but it would be a shocker if he won the job, even if he may have the most talent in the room. He's just a young pup and needs to put some meat on the bones. But the receiver position since that 22 season where Cedric Tillman, Jalen Hyatt, Brew McCoy, they really burst on the year. The receiver production has not been good enough the last two seasons since that year. And that's kind of drawn the ire of the media, of fans. So they need to figure some things out at the receiver position as well. I really like their tight end room. And I think that may have to be the strength of the passing game. But the passing game, I think, ultimately will determine just how successful they are. I really like the defense. I think they're going to be able to run the ball. I think the offensive line is going to be a bit better. And if they can get that off or the passing game to click, I mean, you are absolutely talking about a potential 10-win football team or a college football playoff team.
So if you're talking about, you know, replacing superstar players, you know, everybody talks about quarterback first, but at Tennessee, trying to replace Dylan Sampson, who I, you know, last year was by far the best running back in the conference. Who are the guys that are first up in that role? Because I say this all the time with Tennessee, it's the same about Ole Miss, it's the same about Mississippi State, that we think this offense is this big play passing offense, and it is, but it is at the heart of it a running offense. Who runs the ball for Tennessee this year?
Oh, you are speaking Josh Heupel's love language. If you want to
run the ball, baby.
Yeah, he run the damn ball. That is Josh Heupel's MO right there. He would appease a lot of Alabama fans. And if you want to earn some brownie points with Josh Heupel, talk about his running game, because that's on the flip side of that, that's the quickest way to irritate him as well. If you allude to it being an air raid, he will quickly put you in his
Levy's the
place.
same way, yeah.
Yep, which is no surprise given the similarities in the offense. But I just, the numbers speak for themselves. They produce every year in the running game. And that's not been just at Tennessee. Go back to Heupel's days at Missouri as an offensive coordinator. Go back to his days at UCF. They run the football regardless of who's along the offensive line, regardless of who's actually running the football. So it will be more by committee. I don't know that they're going to have that Jalen Wright or Dylan Sampson. That one superstar back. But I do think, okay, Deshaun Bishop may not win SEC Offensive Player of the Year like Dylan Sampson did last year, but I do think Deshaun Bishop is going to be one of the better running backs in the SEC. And Peyton Lewis is a younger guy going into his second year who really, really looks good physically. He has superstar potential. He has big play potential, probably the better way to put it. And there's another guy in there, Star Thomas, a transfer from Duke. They brought in a kid from the mid-state here in Tennessee, the Nashville area, Dwayne Morris, who they flipped from USC, who has a lot of potential and kind of fits that Dylan Sampson mold of being a smaller back. And Dylan's ability to produce in this offense as a smaller back is actually what sold DeJuan Morris on coming to Tennessee. So he's not going to be the main guy, but he's going to be a guy that maybe in a pinch could give you some production. So it's going to be more by committee, but that's not because they lack guys that can get the job done. They just have multiple guys that can get the job done, and I think it's going to be a real asset for Heupel this season.
You mentioned the offensive line. Some new faces there, a couple of transfers coming in, and then a guy I'm very intrigued by, David Sanders, one of the number one, number two offensive line recruit in the country, depending on what service you want to look at. It's, like I said, some new faces there. How quickly can they come together and be a strength for this offense?
Yeah, Tennessee's trying to figure that out. And I mentioned earlier that I do think the offensive line is going to be better than last season, but that's more of a prediction at the moment than something that is concrete. It could very well be the same, which would not be good enough because in the games that really mattered last year for Tennessee, the Georgia game in Athens, Ohio State in the playoffs, they got bullied in the trenches, and it's why they lost those games. Even when they were upset on the road at Arkansas, offensive line play was not good enough at all. And that's been the difference in Heupel being able to go win 11 games in year two. And, you know, I know the record, I think the record looks a little bit better than the team actually was last season in the playoff appearance. I think they benefited from the schedule. Maybe the record doesn't back it up, but just kind of an above average team the last 2 years. And I think it's because of the play in the trenches, especially at offensive line. You have Lance Hurd at left tackle, who transferred from LSU last offseason. And it was a really, really rough year. I mean, he can't do anything but improve. There's nowhere but to go up for Lance Hurd. And part of that was health last year. He had surgery right before fall camp and just really set him behind the eight ball. And he spoke during Tennessee's media day here in Knoxville that he's better mentally, he's better physically, and he does look the part. But Tennessee really needs him to take a step forward. They need David Sanders Jr. to live up to the hype, and I think he will. I absolutely think he will. He is everything that they could have imagined mentally, physically, as a leader. He's terrific. I expect big things out of him. The question is who's going to play center, who's going to play right guard? You're replacing Cooper Mays, you're replacing Javonte Spraggins. Jesse Perry is a second-year player that has really been the buzz of camp the last week. It seems like he's come out of nowhere for us on the outside of the program to take over the right guard job and kind of steal it away from Notre Dame transfer Sam Pendleton, who's probably going to have to slide in and play center now. So the pieces are there is what I'm getting at, and I think that they will be better. But there are a lot of guys that, okay, you need them to take a step forward, and you need some transfers to fit in right away. You need some of your younger guys in the program. You need them to start developing. This is a crazy stat. Glenn Ellerbe, Tennessee's offensive line coach, they're going into year five now. This will be the first year Tennessee under Glenn Ellerbe has a high school signee start along the offensive line. And that kind of speaks to the frustrations along the offensive line with Tennessee fans the last couple of years. And it's an area they really need to be better at.
This is a defense that brings back quite a bit from a season ago. Jermard McCoy, one of the top defensive backs in all of college football. They've got some experience at the linebacker. They got experience at defensive line. So really, is this the most old school team in the SEC right now? This is a running defense kind of team, but that's not the, as we said a minute ago, that's really not what people think of. They think it's a flashy team. It's really blue collar. This defense, though, should be a really good one in the conference this year.
Yeah, I would be surprised if they struggled defensively. And kind of like what I was talking about the team overall, it's just a matter of how good defensively. And I do think that in order for Tennessee to have a successful season, the defense has to lead the way, very much like last season. And I think the recipe for success for Tennessee this season is the same. You got to run the football, and you got to play great defense. And I kind of think that they will. But the defense is going to be the strength of this team, and the strength of the defense will be the defensive front once again. And you talk about that old school personality defensively. It's because they have an old school defensive line coach who's been around the block in Rodney Garner from his days at Georgia, Auburn. I mean, he's arguably the best defensive line coach in the country, certainly in the conversation. And they are so deep and so talented along the defensive line. I think they're in for another huge year. It was the same case last year where the defensive front led the way. And they are replacing quite a bit up front defensively, especially off the edge. And they've got the talent, but kind of like what I was talking about, the offensive line, they do have some guys on the edge. They're pass rushers that need to take a step forward with Joshua Josephs, Caleb Herring, Jordan Ross, former five-star from the state of Alabama. But on the interior, at defensive end, at defensive tackle, they have a lot of veterans and a lot of veterans that have improved over the course of their career. So you talk about that old school personality of wanting to stop the run. That's very much Rodney Garner. I would bet that Tennessee's defense is one of the few that does not have true two pass rushers on the field at the same time. They have their Leo position, which is their pass rusher. But then they have their strong side defensive end, which obviously a defensive end is going to try to get after the quarterback as well. But Rodney cares far more about stopping the run than getting after the quarterback. Getting after the quarterback is kind of the cherry on top. So very much old school in that way, to your point. And they've got some young linebackers that have played a lot going into their junior year is what I mean. Arian Carter, Jeremiah Thielander. Those guys have showed potential throughout the first 2 years, and two more guys that really need to take a step forward for this defense. And then the questions kind of are in the secondary. Jermon McCoy coming off of an ACL, who starts opposite of him. Safety play has always kind of been a question under this defense. So a couple of questions here and there, but overall there's a lot of talent and a lot of depth.
I mentioned David Sanders, the true freshman coming in. Who's another newcomer to this Tennessee team, as far as the freshmen go, that could make an impact for them?
Ooh, that's a great question. First name that comes to mind is Desan Brame or Jack Van Dorsalier. And the reason I say two names is because they play the same position. They're two tight ends. And I kind of mentioned the receiver room being a big question mark for Tennessee right now. Jack Van Dorsalier and Desan Brame, they looked the part as freshmen already. I mean, Jack Van Dorsalier is from Texas, from South Lake Carroll High School, I believe is the name, a big powerhouse there in the state of Texas, and he looks like he's a junior already. And Desan Brame, thanks to Uncrustables and a fourth meal a day, he's put on like 30 to 40 pounds, and it's gone from this kind of oversized wide receiver to this really athletic tight end that looks like it's going to be a weapon. So with the lack of receivers, I think the tight end room is really going to need to be a strength, that, as I mentioned. And then there's some guys up front defensively. I was talking about the defensive line a moment ago. There's some freshmen that's going to be able to crack the lineup there. Marion Dye, kind of a underrated recruit that I think is going to prove to be a gem for Tennessee and its class. So this recruiting class that Tennessee just brought in, it's a really good one. There's a lot of different ways I could go there. There's some I kind of mentioned the question marks with receivers, but they do have three freshman receivers, Rodarius Jackson being the main one, Travis Smith Jr. from the state of Georgia being the other, and Jahan Dotson from played down the road in Chattanooga. They really, really like those guys, and it sounds like they're having a nice start to fall camp. The question is just going to be how much can they produce as freshmen. So they love this freshman class that they have. It'll be interesting to see just how many guys can get on the field and have an impact year one. And they're a young team. 50% of their roster is, I think, second year players or less. So Josh Heupel's saying this year is young guys don't have time to be young, and that's because they're going to be relying on a lot of young guys at different positions.
September 27th, Mississippi State hosts Tennessee. One of the great college football days we're going to have this year, Ben. Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss, Arkansas, Notre Dame, Oregon, Penn State, Tennessee, Mississippi State. We'll see what that game means when we get there to the end of the month. Always a pleasure. Ben McKee, Go Vols 24/7. Always great stuff. Thanks for joining me, man.
Thanks, my friend.
As always, thanks to Ben. Appreciate his time. I'd said it earlier. I'm saying it right now. If State enters that game undefeated, if they are 4-0, they will walk out 5-0. I believe it.
I
It's
think
the most optimistic thing I've
I
said for
would
this
pick
team in
State, and
months. But
I would absolutely pick State in that
at
game
4-0, I would pick State.
without knowing anything about Tennessee.
Yeah. Well, they'll have a loss. Tennessee will have a loss. They'll play Georgia.
I don't care
But
how good they look. Like at that point,
now,
I would
I
pick
will
State.
say if they beat Georgia, I might pick Tennessee. I might.
Yeah.
But in all likelihood, I'm pick if
That
State's
might
undefeated, I
be.
would pick State. That's the month of September defines everything about Jeff Lebby going forward, in my opinion. He's got to beat Southern Mississippi, right? Just to get everybody's off his back. Get a nice, if you can make it look easy, great. You beat Arizona State and now you've got real excitement, right? You're going to beat Alcorn. Northern Illinois is going to be another moment of trepidation. Even if you're 3-0, there's going to be like, but if you beat Northern Illinois, I feel like that at that point you can stop worrying, right? Now you're 4-0, bringing Tennessee in. If you beat Tennessee, you're off and running with the Jeff Lebby era at Mississippi State. Even if you lose to them, you're still okay, as long as it's a close competitive game. But if you somehow won that game, you're off and running,
Yeah,
and
your first
you've got
SEC
everybody
win.
on board at that point. So, big
Yeah,
game for Mississippi State when
it's
we
huge. Even if you are 3-1 at that point, it's huge. Absolutely massive ball game.
going to be interesting this week. I always enjoy these opponent previews I have to get when I don't know anybody from that beat. So, Northern Illinois, I'm coming for you. We'll see. I bet our boy Tyler Hook has got somebody, right? They played Notre Dame last year. He's got to know somebody, right?
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll
I
see.
don't think we have a Northern Illinois on three site, so
No, I don't think so, but we'll see.
you found somebody last year from
I found somebody from Toledo, didn't I?
Toledo,
Yeah.
yeah.
I've gotten Bowling Green in the past. I've
Didn't that
gotten.
guy predict Toledo to win? And we were like laughing at him
I don't
and
know. I'll have to go back and maybe I would have.
there was a
I
team.
got Western Michigan's guy a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I find these
It might have
guys.
been him. I don't know.
It might have been Arizona State's guys, and we were like,
They were very confident
they
going into the
were.
game.
They should have been. They knew. So,
There was really no reason for them to be confident, though, at the time. Like, they had
well,
not, I think it was
thankfully,
just.
I like confidence, though. It's fine. I like being confident. I wish I could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all
You like
right.
negativity.
Yeah. All right. We'll figure out our
You like
SEC.
polyester.
I'll figure out our SEC opponent. Plus, we're hopeful to get some thoughts from Jeff Lebby. State is scrimmaging, I think, right now as we're recording. If not, it's a little later. So we hopefully will have some thoughts from Coach Lebby on his team as they enter week three of camp and we get closer and closer to the start of the college football season. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to
Get
Thunder and
ready
Lightning
to
here on
rock.
Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.